This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to bad harvest honey.
The fate of farming and what you eat is the focus of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here. Every week, Good Day presents the American Family Farmer with a focus on a problem that family farmers are having, that we're having in general with our agricultural community and the locavores who eat the products that are grown by those of us who are still running farms. Yes, us, I say, as a collective, because I'm a dairy farmer in Framingham, Massachusetts. In addition to being a broadcaster, I've been around cows all my life. People love it when I tell that story. As a matter of fact, they love it on my regular Good Day program when I tell stories from down on the farm and have pictures that we share on our social media. There is a problem, and it's a serious one. It'd be very interesting to see how the new administration is going to handle some of the problems that the last administration has booted. The first opportunity that we have to see is the Monsanto Bayer. The suggestion that Bayer, a big European conglomerate that does the same thing that Monsanto does, try to control all of the sources of seeds and production of food in their area and around the world. There are a lot of people, including the National Farmers Union. Last program we did with the people at the National Farmers Union focusing on this. They were optimistic about Trump. And then this past week, the information came out that the Trump people were negotiating to try to see if they could figure out a way of putting that deal together, which is not a good idea. Some of you may or may not in the news department, before we get to the focus of our general conversation, the Female Farm Project, there was a move this week by the EPA to expand the use of an herbicide called Enlist Duo, which is 2,4-D and some glyphosate and some other stuff that's been around for a while, causing a lot of controversy. The mixture apparently now, according to the government, can be used to spray on cotton. It's been genetically modified to tolerate, the cotton has been genetically modified to tolerate the chemicals that are in this 2,4-D. That's something that I grew up around the farm. It was used, and then we figured out how bad it was and stopped using it. Anyway, so the agency has released assessments of four pesticides, finding potential risks to bees and other pollinators spraying. You know, there's a lot of this stuff that has been used to keep the bugs away from the corn and from the beans, and now this thing with cotton. I understand all of that. But the other side of it is the ramifications. What's the end result? What's the toll it's going to take on the animals that are needed, in this case, the bees, for the production of whether it's GMO or non-GMO food? We need these bees around, and the bees have taken a real hit in the last decade or so because of the use willy-nilly of this stuff that came from Dow and Bayer and Monsanto and their ilk. So anyway, there are a lot of environmental groups that are not happy about the EPA's decision to expand the use of this product, as well as their move to ease restrictions on some other uses of some other chemicals. This has been a long fight for a lot of these people, and it hasn't been a good fight. It hasn't been a clean fight, actually. But then these guys fight, they play dirty. They do. Monsanto's a dirty company. And the interesting thing is that for all of the talking about people who support Mr. Obama because of all of the great things he did socially for a lot of people, the EPA was a disaster under him. That's one of the reasons Trump wants to shake it up a little bit. But also the FDA and the USDA had all kinds of people at the top levels of operations in those two organizations that came from Monsanto and Dow and some of these others. So there's no respect, and they don't deserve any respect. These administrators, they come, and you'll see it happen here in this, he's supposedly draining the swamp, but you see a lot of the same faces that come out of some of these big companies that are supposed to you know, they're there to regulate themselves. They go into these jobs, government jobs, they change all the rules, and then they leave and go back to their companies so the companies can benefit from the work that they've done while they've been inside. It's a pretty nasty situation. So anyway, I wanted to give you my 2 cents on those two items. In a moment, we're going to meet Audra Mulkern, who, it turns out, is a cook. She's a writer. She's a photographer. She's a podcaster. She lives in a farming community that we're going to describe. You can go to her website, femalefarmproject.org, and see exactly where we're going as the conversation continues. On this week's overview of what's going on with the family farmers, let's help ourselves to some interesting information coming right up here, 12 past the hour.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO17 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
15 past the hour. This is this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Audra Mulkern from the femalefarmproject.org. And I think we start by complimenting you, Audra, on the fabulous websites, both of them, femalefarmproject.org, and also your own personal one, Audra, A-U-D-R-A, M-U-L-K-E-R-N.com. A lot of followers are chasing information from you on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, which is appropriate. So let's talk about the face of farming in your community. Where are you from?
Good morning. Yeah, I live just outside of Seattle in a small farming community, like you mentioned, called Duval, Washington. So the Snoqualmie Valley.
And you grew up a farm kid, or did you come to it as an adult?
I did not. I grew up all over the West Coast, mostly in Los Angeles, moved to Seattle in the early 90s, and, you know, kind of moved up with that big tech push when Microsoft was just introducing Windows, and they were doing a lot of hiring, and worked at Microsoft for a number of years, left in 99 when I had my first daughter. And that was sort of the beginning of becoming a cook and seeking out the food that I saw growing in my community but had no way to access it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the beginning of the journey in 99.
The knowledge you have of web building a website and things that you must have learned when you were working in the tech sector certainly shows in your presentation, your web and pictures and that sort of thing. But I wonder how much in your own personal circumstances now as the Female Farmer Project grows, how much how much of a role does technology play in what you're doing? And maybe we spread that idea or we ask the question, how much does technology or could technology be a part of farming, and I'm talking about the family farming, the smaller farming, going forward? Did we lose it? What happened to the connection, Kara? Do we need to pause? Let's pause again. 18 past the hour here.
Loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right. So I was taught as a broadcaster, whenever something happens you can't control, you just go to something you can control. And that would be a commercial. All right.
So we're dealing with technology.
Isn't it funny, yes, Audra, that my question about technology happened at the moment our technical connection dropped? That's really,
I pulled my phone away from my ear and said, yeah, there you go. That's
right.
I mean, it's really interesting because my life has had the two extremes where I was working on technology that still hasn't seen the light of day. And, I have focused my life's work on the lowest of technology.
What do you mean by
really,
that? How do you mean that?
Well, I mean, this is, farming being the first sort of, the thing that people
skill
have done always. Yeah, the skill, right? This is
first skill.
It seems to me like it's at polar ends, but, they have, in my world, have merged very nicely.
And what would be an example of that?
Because I
want to focus on technology in part here. What's an example of what we're just talking about here?
Well, I worked on teams that were developing technology. And, we really wanted to change people's minds about what could be done on the computer, what could be done on the internet at that time. And I have applied that same philosophy to changing people's minds about what their farmers look like and who is growing their food.
Mm-hmm.
Grabbing that mind share.
And in a sense, grabbing the public's interest in this now, because the younger people are people who have mastered the use of technology. It's a great way to promote the things, never mind use them, use the technology to grow things better, but to promote things better and to get the message out. I think that's
right.
I know a lot of the people that I know who are in this sector who are doing produce. I do dairy. But we're opening up our ice cream store again this year. We're going to use technology and word of mouth from all these social media things to promote promote the store. Hold on a second. 21 after.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker down.
Open-minded farming is kind of what we're all about these days. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting this week a focus on the Female Farmer Project and the website _femalefarmerproject.org and the work of Audra Mulkern. We were talking about technology and the role it plays in her, and I think farming in general. Certainly the equipment is getting much more technological, and I don't like it, frankly, because it's not only difficult to understand, but it's difficult to fix. And it's changed the world that I don't imbibe because I like old red tractors, Audra. So I don't have, and I'm not interested in having anything that's new around for a couple of different reasons, but that's one of them.
I found that we are now about three generations away from the farm.
Yep.
There's that chasm with the generation. There's also the chasm geographically. We have moved urban centers away from growing centers, so now a lot of the farming occurs out of the sight of public, and using technology to bridge that gap is really important.
Yep. I agree with you 100%. I think that there are a lot of things that are going on now that we just lost touch with because I can use my own farm as an example. I own a farm called Eastley Farm, which is in suburban Framingham, 26 miles due west of Boston. I'm the only, I was milking cows there, the only dairy farm within 40 miles in any direction. And there are two produce people in town, and that's it. And we're trying desperately to save the land and save the farms, and the amount of stupidity on the part of local government is just amazing. But the public is very supportive. The two don't seem to be able to meet on common ground. But in terms of how people learn, I can tell you that I use my barn as a teaching tool. Bring the kids in, show them what it's like, where the milk comes from, literally, not to be afraid of the animals. I bring them into the barn, and they stand and they can feed the cows ears of corn and stuff and have fun. Then we take them around the back of the cow and somebody's milking the cow. They take a teat and squirt milk of the kids, you know, that kind of stuff. Teaching them not to be afraid of something just because it's big and teaching them where it comes from. Milk does not come from the store. But yet that's as simple as it seems to comprehend. That is what you get. They think everything comes from the store. Where does it come from before that? I don't know. You know that as well as I do.
I do. Well, I also noticed that, you know, it seemed obvious that women farm. They've always been farming.
Yep.
But why did I all of a sudden notice that women are farming? And I had to think about, you know, those biases that I had in my own mind and why they occurred. And then I tackled that.
Mm-hmm. And came to what conclusion? You know, what happened when you realized that?
Well, I decided to do some research, and at the time, the 2012 USDA Census had just come out, and it said that of the 2.1 million farms here in the United States, only 14% were owned and operated by women.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my own community, I'd say that, you know, it's the opposite. Maybe 80% of the farms here are owned by women.
Really?
So I really thought something special was going on here. I thought, well, you know, I need to figure out why we're different and why we buck those trends and those statistics. So the idea was that I was just going to document the women here in my community. These are my neighbors. These are my girlfriends. We get together for potlucks monthly. And I thought, I'm just going to take pictures of them and really celebrate them here in our community. And almost immediately, it was one of those things like, you buy a car, and all of a sudden you see that car on the road everywhere. Everywhere I looked, there were women farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, there might be something. I might have stumbled into something that's going on here.
All right, hold that thought, because I want to pick it up exactly there. The Female Farmer Project and the book that has been written by Audra Mulkern. Our focus is we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Chances are, someone in your family will be hit with a cold or flu this season. Before you reach for the medicine cabinet, check to see if your child has a fever. Dr. Carrie Peterson practices medicine in New York City.
Fevers of 101 degrees Fahrenheit or more are generally a sign of illness. So taking your child's temperature is a first step in gauging what to do.
Dr. Peterson says Braun offers the Thermoscan ear thermometer, the number one brand among pediatricians and moms.
Moms can feel confident with a reading from the ear canal because of its close proximity to the eardrum, which shares the blood supply of the brain's temperature control center.
A new Braun survey shows millennial and Gen X moms agree fever is their number one concern when caring for their sick kids. To get an accurate temperature reading, Dr. Peterson says technology is on your side.
Parents have the option of getting an accurate temperature reading without even touching or waking their baby. The Braun No-Touch Plus Forehead Thermometer provides a reading in only 2 seconds, whether gently touching a child's forehead or from up to 2 inches away.
Learn more at BraunThermometers.com.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a Torque Flight 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. It is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registration.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate,
Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Now 34 after the hour, 26 for the new hour. Good Day presents the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week our focus is on women in farming with Audra Mulkern, who has an expansive career. She is telling us a story about noticing how many women were in the area where she is that were farming. More and more women getting involved, and I want to put them in the spotlight. She's written a book called Rooted in the Valley, The Art and Color of the... Okay. Here we go. Is it snuck? Here we go.
Snoqualmie.
Okay. Everybody stumbles on that, I'm betting. Snoqualmie.
I bet. Yeah, exactly.
Farmers Market.
Snoqualmie Valley. Right.
Yep. And there's a book out, the photos for which Audra took the Female Farmer Project, which I'm sure we can find by going to femalefarmerproject.org and Audra Mulkern.
Well, that's in progress. That is in progress, yes.
Got it. All right.
Yeah. So, along with, you know, the, just really, I mean, this documentary project is really about finding different platforms and different ways to tell the stories about what's going on with women in agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And
so in your mind, what is going on in agriculture? I mean, we have this whole focus on organic farming. We have a focus on people who don't come up on farms that are purchasing 4 acres, 5 acres, 10 acres, and somehow making it work. Financing is always a problem. I find some of the banks in agricultural financing don't look upon women and their involvement very well, because the big fat old white guys that sit in the corner office still make decisions based on their own preferences, and we don't want to see no woman working down on the farm, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right. So. I mean, and it's a good thing, that's an interesting point in that, you know, women's voices really are missing from the agricultural conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't until 1978 that the USDA census began to track gender. And it wasn't until 2002 that they add that second line to the census for the second operator. So really that means when policy was designed, it didn't take into account women's roles and contributions to the farm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So really, in my mind, the data either wasn't there, or what the data that they did have had a sexist bias. So I think women, you know, have to deal with a little bit of a gender bias when they get loans, even though they statistically they are a better risk.
Well, women are better organizers, they're better managers, they're better at thinking things through. That's just the way it is, like it or not. That's my experience in the businesses that I've been in over the years. And so in this circumstance, you highlight the rise of women in agriculture, and the jobs aren't just it isn't the powder puff derby on the farm. I'm looking at a picture right now, as a matter of fact, as it happens, of a woman using a chainsaw to fell a tree and cut it up. And, you know, there are so many of these old sexist things. I happen to be somebody who respects and likes women who are strong physically, along with all the other things that have to be. Maybe that's because I'm a farm guy, and I've seen the farm women able to do as much in any circumstances as men. And there's this old sort of sophomoric approach those women are not able. Of course they're able. I have a friend who runs a farm in Iowa that I've known off and on over the years, and she and her family, you know, their first, maybe you've heard this story, Audrey, the first introduction I had to her was her telling me that she was born, her father and mother figured out how much help they needed on the farm, and that's how many kids they had. And, you know, so did you get brought in the world because you were loved? No, I got brought in the world because I was going to be a farmhand. And
right.
You know, she kept up with her brothers very well, frankly. And so I think that's part of the thing we're trying to get rid of. I think the problem here is these myths. Isn't that what you're trying to overcome, the myths about
really?
Women?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I want to resist that typical narrative of, you know, United States agriculture is, you know, white men. Really, mm-hmm. you know, the modern day agricultural story means that there's women, there's people of color. It's a diverse community, mm-hmm. and it hasn't been reflected in media at all.
Nah, and the news media is, for all intents and purposes, is dead. You need Facebook, you need Twitter, you need social media. That's where the story is being told now. It's not being told by the news media. The news media has failed miserably, continues to fail miserably. So don't put your buck in that bucket. I was looking at the National Future Farmers Convention that took place this past year. There are kids coming along, Future Farmers of America. I wonder what sort of impact you think you can have there to bring women into the fold, because that's really, you know, you still have to deal with the reality of most of those who will go on the farm or have been on the farm, and young women need to be encouraged, maybe through the FFA as much as anything else. Any luck there, the 4-H, that kind of thing?
Right. Well, I do. I have given talks at the local 4-H clubs. You know, I go in and, you know, I just love the girls there. They, first of all, it's mostly girls. Mm-hmm. And nationwide, FFA is over 50% girls in their leadership roles.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing, you know, a real trend. you know, I saw it first sort of just in my own community, but as I traveled, I saw, you know, the apprentices and interns on the farm were mostly women. They're outnumbering men by far. So there was definitely this movement, and it wasn't until I got an email that from someone who was reading a book to a child that I realized that, you know, we can even go younger and start talking to the little kids about, you know, before they conceive that idea that only men can farm.
You're saying that. I have procured a number of books. My grandson, I have one grandchild, he's 2 years old, and he's fascinated with the tractors, the toys, the books about the farm and the animals, and whether he's an anomaly or not. My daughter and her husband have decided not to expose him to video. And a quick anecdotal story, they went to England over Christmas, and they went to some friends' houses, and they had the television on, and my grandson didn't know what it was. He looked at it, and as little as he can talk at this point, it pointed to it and then just want to know what it was. But we have, you know, in a sense, those stories, the old stories and the new stories about farms, the imagination that comes from children, you know, curious about the equipment, curious about the animals, then we need to underscore that instead of all of this damn technology, you know, the games. And I don't mean to sound like an old curmudgeon, because I'm really not. But maybe it's that, the fact that I've come up on the farm and saw what hard work could do for me. And I think that that's, and it's a great mind expander. I think that's where you come from. You come from this group that is using this opportunity to expand our mind and wrap it around agriculture and food and that whole thing, which is, that's a new approach.
Well, I am your customer. So I will approach this as someone who wants to learn as a consumer. What, you know, what is it that I need to know and what I want to know and what surprised me? And that is a majority of my audience as well, which, you know, is really delightful to have the eaters of the world as interested as me of what's going on. You know, there's a renewed interest in food production. There's suspicion. And, you know, farmers need to do their storytelling in order to tell what's going, you know, tell the consumers what's going on the farm.
Well, they don't want to. They're used to still the old way. The old guys who are my age are used to doing it the old way. And it's like the field of dreams, plant it and they will come. Well, it isn't that easy anymore because there's too much competition for attention in almost every sphere. So you got to tell the story aggressively. And so I think what you, if I'm hearing you correctly, you are engaged in farming, but you're also telling a story of other farmers and enhancing the ability of people to find the product where it is in your area. Is that a good summation of what you're doing?
Well, I don't actually farm.
You don't do any farming?
No, not at all. I garden in my back garden, but, you know, I came at this very specifically as a customer. You know, someone who was a CSA member from the late 90s, someone who went to farmers markets, someone who wanted to know why farmers came to market. Why did they do this work? Why was I meeting women who were leaving these corporate, you know, fast-track careers and becoming farmers? You know, there was just this constant intrigue. And every time I'd pull back a layer, I'd find another one. You know, there was so many women, you know, who were highly educated. I mean, at one point, you know, I kind of laugh at myself because I kept meeting so many PhDs on the farm. I thought, you know, there's more PhDs here than at the local university. So there was something definitely going on, and that intrigued me, and, you know, I wanted to pursue that intellectually. But also, I think a lot of what I do is at the intersection of art and agriculture. You know, even though the pictures are not glossy, they are beautiful. They, you know, tell a story, and that attracts people as well. They want to know. There's a hunger and an appetite for this kind of information. And I work really hard to get that stuff out there. It's all been fully self-funded for the last 4 years.
Has it? All right.
Yes.
Let's pause for a moment. I want to get to a couple of final wraps on this story. Again, I would point you in the direction of Audra Mulkern's workfemalefarmerproject.org and audremulkern.com as we continue. American Family Farmer time is 45 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $80 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $80 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/21/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, we got 47 after the hour, a couple more minutes here with Audra Mulkern. I will tell you that I have found perhaps your counterpart on the East Coast, and I would send you to farmingmagazine.com, Audra, to see the photography of a young fellow. He's in his mid-20s named Kevin Keenan, K-E-E-N-A-N, who approaches it from a different point of you, but some wonderful photography on the farm, exciting people who are on the farm and not necessarily on the farm about what goes on the farm. Your mission is a little different, but yet I think that we need to get more and more of this stuff up on the on these various social media pages, both pictures and video. So I just send you in that direction because I thought
Thank
it was
you.
Interesting. That you're working on that area. So where is this going to go for you? You got about a minute left here. Where is all this going to take you?
Well, I launched the podcast, which has had really terrific response to it so far. We've had an episode plus a preview episode, working on a book right now, and working on a coloring book for children.
Oh, good.
Adults. It seems like both are interested. Working.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so really, you know, working on multi-level platforms, multi-platforms, you know, trying to meet people where they are. You know, the podcast is very easy for someone to listen to while they are milking their goats mm-hmm. or in the cab of their combine. So trying to meet people where they are to get the information to them, to help inspire them, to help empower them to tell their own story. And, I'm just going to continue to storytell and provide that platform for women. Because I think
that will help everybody. That sort of thing will help everybody, frankly. This is nothing but good can come out of all of this. And you said it so accurately. What you're doing is talking to me and talking to the people who are using the product, the end user, the locavore, who wants to know where the good farms are, where's the farming that I can go see, and you know, who can I become friends with who's a farmer. So congratulations to you. The Female Farmer Project, Audra Mulkern, here at 10 minutes for the hour.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks, work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now 53 after the hour, the weekly American Family Farmer, a production of the Good Day Staff. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on the family farm, working together, living together, and doesn't this help to keep families, when you work together, live together? I know a lot of people who are in family business, and they say, oh man, I hate working for my father. I don't want to work with my brothers. But when that's conventional sort of business. I think on the farms, it's a different attitude because there's a different reality. And I'm going to talk about that in my commentary in just a moment.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 55 past the hour. This comment
focused on the family farm program. It's called the American Family Farmer. We focus on the needs of the family farmer, the people, farm families that have agribusinesses, and the locavores that use our product. And I think about the first on-the-road trip that I took when I was visiting farms as part of my radio gig, actually, in Pennsylvania. I was looking at people who still, in the Amish country, were working with horse-drawn wagons. And what they grew, carrots and radishes and 27 different varieties of produce that were sold. They would bring the produce to a market, then the stuff would be bought and put into two semi-trailers and brought to New York or Philadelphia or Pittsburgh or Washington. I always found that to be fascinating. This farm where I met the people, the DeSanti family, started in the 1890s, and they have kept it going. Roseanne and Jim and their family, they have, three of their four children working on the farm. Justin, Sarah, and Dominic are continuing the family business. So three of the four of them are staying on the farm. One of them, as a matter of fact, it's interesting, they found specialties in certain types of vegetables that they want to grow, and they have become specialists in certain kind of greenhouses and aquaponics and hydroponics, and there's a new kind of ponic, I don't know what it is, but the fourth child became a marketer, and even though he doesn't do it full-time for the farm, that's his contribution to keeping the farm alive. He helps the family market their produce. And now more and more they're doing retail to farm instead of wholesale as things have changed over the years. I've kept up with these people over the last 27, 28, 29 years. Because it costs money, it's very expensive to have the equipment they've gone into. They've now grown so that they have gotten away from the old ways. I don't know, they're now Mennonites instead of Amish, but you know, they're using technology. And they have found, though, their market is better, and their son has taught them to market their product at home because it's expensive to buy the gas and the stuff to freight the stuff around. So local market, there's something to be learned from them, and that's really the reason that I'm telling you this story. My observation of them and their farm and how they became successful is based on all of them knowing and loving the farm and knowing and loving each other. A lot of people do not have that. They do. They've found ways to make their farming fun. This whole exercise is, they're thriving now. They're doing very, very well. There's plenty of money for all the members of the family, and they have their children and grandchildren working on the farm. And some of them have side jobs. One of them represents a seed company selling seed in Pennsylvania for one of the open pollinated sources, which is what they use. So commodities, vegetables, they even have some livestock now that they're marketing, and I take my hat off in tribute to them. Can your farm be like that? Yep. Just focus on it. Think about the future of the family farm, and don't wonder or worry about the past.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.